There are people all over the Martin Guitar Plant in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, doing fine, detailed work. Dick Boak is the artist relations manager for Martin, and he's showing me around. We walk up as one man is chiseling out tiny pieces of wood to make the neck and the body of a guitar fit perfectly.
So this is a D35. This is what Johnny Cash played.
He says this guitar's deep, resonant sound is all about what it's made of. It's a who's who of rare and exotic species.
Rosewood from East India, spruce from the Pacific Northwest, and mahogany probably from Peru or Bolivia. Those would be kind of the traditional woods for guitar.
Boak says logging is wiping out old growth forests where these types of woods are found.
We would like it if every single supplier that we used was working in a sustainable fashion, because that would ensure that our future as a guitar maker would be, intact.
So Martin Guitar has teamed up with the environmental group Greenpeace. Scott Paul is the group's forest campaign director, and he's super interested in the Sitka spruce used in the Johnny Cash-style guitar. We're talking at the group's office in Washington, D.C., and he shows me on a guitar where the spruce is used.
This part on the top, the top, this here is the soundboard. This is the species that really projects the sound.
That Sitka spruce comes from southeast Alaska. Paul has been crusading to save the forest there for some time. He says Sitka spruce has been logged as if there were no end in sight. Most of it is used for low-end construction materials. But when he found out the wood was used by the world's leading instrument makers, he approached them.
It was a very interesting meeting where you had the CEO of Gibson and the CEO of Martin and Taylor and Fender all in the same room.
The competitors said they were concerned about logging practices too, and they told Paul they'd work together on the issue.
Let's all go to Alaska and start talking to some of the logging companies that are providing you this product and figure out if we can do it better.
So they did. This new Musicwood Coalition went to the Sea Alaska Corporation, which logs Sitka spruce, and they're now working with the company to save old-growth trees for really valuable things, like guitars. Musical instrument companies are a very small part of the demand for old-growth wood. Paul says it's less than 1%, but they can be very influential.
They need the wood. They're not the driving force, but their profile and, to be honest, their sex appeal of this industry is perfect. You know, some people may not like Greenpeace, but red states, blue states, everybody loves guitars.
Dick Boak is tuning a guitar that's just about ready to leave the Martin factory.
We all have a little song that we play when we tune up guitars.
This guitar is part of Martin's Sustainable Wood series. The hope is that someday all Martin guitars, and those of Gibson, Fender, and Taylor too, will be made from trees grown and harvested in a way that makes sure the wood will be around for the long haul. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.